Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Mihail. Nice to meet you, and thanks for accepting our invite.
No, thank you very much for this moment as well.
How are you? You are located in Netherlands, right?
Yeah, we are located in Netherlands, in close by Utrecht. It's in the center. Mm-hmm. So the Netherlands is a perfect place.
Mihail, tell us a little bit about you, what are you working, and just a little more about you so that people know you better.
Yeah, perfect. Well, my name is Michiel Bloemendaal. And a couple of years ago, we started with a group of people, Studio Y. And Studio Y is an organization who wants to help organizations to be more entrepreneurial, because we see that a lot of companies struggling with these complex, wicked problems, they call them. Maybe you've heard about it. A lot of people heard about it, the environment is changing and what do we have to do? And a lot of companies don't know what to do actually, because they don't also know what the problem is actually. So they want to innovate, they want to be relevant. So they start, have these different roadmaps to get different solutions. But then they see it, this is not working. So we think that it's not that they are not able to come up with new solutions, but it's more like the culture. That when you have new solutions and people don't adapt to it, it says something about the culture you're in. And that's what we want to help organizations with, to become more entrepreneurial. And we see that as seeing chances, translate them into value for others, not for yourself. And then in the end, trying to inspire others to, make this solution become valuable for a lot of people.
Yes. What do you mean by organizations being more entrepreneurial?
We see that the world is changing so fast that you cannot create plans anymore. Of course, you need some roadmaps and you need to have some ideas or visions. Mm-hmm. But at the end, it's about the people in the organization who have to do something, because an organization does not exist. It's like the behavior of a group of people that matters. And when you want to be more adaptive as an organization, for example, mm-hmm. or if you want to be more innovative, it doesn't mean that you need managers who have to say what to do. No, you need people who want to do something and want to mm-hmm. add value for others. And it doesn't matter. Sometimes it's your client. Sometimes it's your user you want to add value for. But it's also for your colleagues or your employees you want to add value for. So by that, you're talking more about behavior in an organization instead of plans and structures. So if you want to become a relevant organization, you need people who want mm-hmm. to add value in this time, all the time. And for that, you need an entrepreneurial mind, we think. Someone who likes to create value for other people instead of for themselves, because then you stay relevant, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I meant by that. So,
Yeah, great. I know we talked about empathy for business. And it was, in the beginning, it was a little strange for me because I didn't know the topic that well. But I realized actually something important. Let's talk a little about that. Why is empathy important for business? Why does it make sense to think about empathy when you are in a business world?
Yeah. Well, I've seen the last 2 years, I think, a lot of businesses are talking about complex problem solving or wicked problem. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of management books were talking about the subject of empathy or the subject of complex problem solving. And what empathy makes maybe more relevant these days is empathy can help you by, to find out what is the real problem, what we have to solve. Because in a lot of situations, we don't know what the problem is. We see that we have to do something, but it's really hard to say, okay, this is the problem. No, it's not clear what the problem is, neither what the solution should be, but we know we have to do something. For example, when you want to be more energetic or creative as an organization, you will see that there are some things that are not going well enough, but you don't know what to solve. And empathy can help you by understanding the problem. And that's the first step that's really important these days, because when something is complex, you have to unravel the complexity, and empathy can help that. And you will see this in work methods as well. Design thinking is something that's really, increasing right now. It's like an innovation method. It's really human-centered. So you see that empathy is really important there as well. Does it give an answer on your question?
Yeah, in a way, from your experience, because you teach this thing and you also work with companies, can you give some example or more examples about how does empathy work in a business world?
Yeah, well, for example, there are different levels where this is applicable and relevant as well. So when you're in the organization, people are not going to change because you tell them to change. And the only impact that matters is the daily contact you have with people. And some people investigated this as well, that people change because they have an environment that helps them to change. And when you feel really safe, you like to share ideas, and then new ideas will come up. And empathy is really important for that as well. So a lot of managers talking about change, but they don't see themselves in the picture as well. So it's like the whole environment that's necessary, that everyone understands each other. And it's not about who's right or who's wrong. Now that you can figure out, okay, what do we have to solve together? Because it's not the case anymore that only the manager knows what the problem is that we have to solve. No, you need different perspectives for that to figure out, okay, what do we actually have to solve? So it's not only the manager, it's all the other relevant stakeholders as well. So that's more internal. External, it's also an example that when we help organizations to figure out, it's not important that you think what the problem is. No, you have to figure out what kind of value do you have to create for someone else. So for your clients, for your stakeholders. And you cannot figure that out from your own desk. No, you have to get in contact with them and figure out what's important for them. Because there you will see why you are relevant or what do you have to change. And empathy is just something that helps you to understand what's important for someone else. And you see that this is increasing right now because everything is changing really fast. So that makes it it's more important to know all the time what's important for someone else, because then you can add value.
Michiel, basically empathy is understanding what is important for another person, but what is important for them, not what you think is important for them.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. I know we talked about design thinking also, and you said design thinking is like a bridge between business and empathy. What do you mean by that, and what's design thinking?
Design thinking is an innovation method, and it's not very new. It's there all for a really long time. But now you see that what I earlier said, that the complexity of problems is increasing, which means that you don't know what the problem is, you don't know what the solution is, but there are a lot of stakeholders involved. So you don't know where to start. And design thinking says, okay, don't start with your, from your organization point of view, no, start with a human-centered approach. So it's not about what you want to solve, no, it's about what do you have to solve, what's desirable for someone else. And to investigate that or to research that, you can use empathy. So the innovation method, design thinking, is really about human-centered innovation. And that's these days it's becoming more popular because you want to get in touch with all your stakeholders and want to know what do we have to do for them. And empathy is something that you see that's increasing now as well in blogs or management books as well, that can help you to figure out what's important for someone else and what's the real problem we have to solve.
When you think about what's important for someone else, because this is seems to be something connected with empathy in business and also with design thinking. Yeah. How do you find out? How do you actually find out what's important for somebody else?
Yeah, good question. You know, when you ask people, what do you want? Most of the people cannot say what they actually want because there's not a problem yet, or they don't see it, or they already accepted that that something is going wrong. So you cannot ask them, okay, what do you want? But it's really important to figure out what's important for someone. For example, now these days, a lot of people ask questions or have conversations from their own point of view, from their own experience. So when you're in a company, a lot of people say, no, I've done this already for 20 years, so I know this. Or how would you do this? Because I already did this or that or whatever. A lot of conversations, maybe you will recognize it after this talk, people react from their own experiences. But that's something that is not helping if you want to investigate what's important for someone else. So you need more like an exploration-driven mindset. Mm-hmm. You want to know more about someone else, that you want to dig deeper in someone else's experience. So, okay, what are the people that are, what are the channels that are influencing the other people? What is he mm-hmm. hearing? What is this person you want to know about more seeing all the time? What is he actually dreaming of? What is it that's really important for him or her? And what is the message instead of the words someone else says to you? And for that, that's really important that you have this exploration mindset, that you want to know more about someone else, that you're curious instead of that you want to listen to react. So, yeah, is this an answer on your question?
It's like if you have an idea what's important for your customer, for in a way in personal life or for your family, somebody else, for your colleague, you know, you have ideas what's important for them. If I understand correctly, you should be a little more open, like a little more curious, and maybe just don't necessarily think your own ideas about them are necessarily right. Maybe there are things you don't know about them, and to explore, to try by questioning, I guess, to find more about them.
Yeah. So it's not about you, it's about them, and you want to understand them as much as possible, and that's hard. And if you want to innovate as an organization, it's not that you need one conversation. No, you need to have a lot of different conversations with a lot of different relevant stakeholders. And maybe then you can find a pattern in all these conversations about, okay, what's important for these groups? And can we come up with a solution that fits to all of their needs? And then it's becoming really interesting. So it's indeed, it's in your personal life, it's really important because you will get better relations. But in business, it is as well. Yeah. And in these days, you want to have good relationships with different stakeholders to know, okay, what do we have to do for them? Because if we do that really good, then we know one thing for sure, that we will be relevant as well in times where, well, it's not that simple anymore to create new relevant things.
To question your own ideas. I mean, we all have ideas about what's important for other people, mm-hmm. for our customers, for everybody else maybe. And we like our own ideas. And I guess it's important to, you know, question your own ideas. If you have this idea, like for this person, it's important to anything, to question it. Why do I think so? Am I sure? Is this something this person told me or I got from him? Or it's just something that's in my mind, but I don't know exactly if it's right or wrong.
Do you mean by that what do you do when you have an idea by yourself and you think it's good for someone else?
Yes.
Well, one thing that's really important, I think, is with empathy, you need some courage as well. You have to know that you will never know for 100% what's going on by someone else. So when you have an idea that you think, okay, maybe this could be a solution, you have to test the solution with and not selling it. So in a lot of moments when you're testing your solution, a lot of people are selling it right then at that time. So they're trying to defend why it's a good idea and why they think it fits to someone else. But when you think you have a good idea in a process like design thinking, it's all about not about what you think of the ideas, about okay, what's the reaction of someone else for who it's supposed to be. So, and you need courage for that, because it's about killing your darlings and you really believe in this idea, but someone else shoots it and that hurts. So,
yeah.
And that's not fun at all. And that's why it's also really important in business, because when you're selling something that someone else mm-hmm. is not wanting, then what do you then know actually? People say yes because they think you want them to say yes. But at the end, when you're developed the whole solution and you want to introduce it, no one is buying it or no one's using it. Yeah. And you think, yeah, but you said you wanted it. Yeah, but it was because you said you are trying to convince me. So I said, okay, perfect. Let's do this. I like it. So if you want to have the real information, you need courage to test your own ideas. And there's a whole iterative process. And that's what design thinking is all about. You come up with an idea that you think, okay, this could be something helpful for someone else. And then they say, no, this is not it. Okay, why is it not like this? And then you're starting to learn. So you want to learn all the time from all different people what's good and what's bad for them. And then you're trying to figure out, okay, is this helpful for you? And a side effect of this is that you have these stakeholders involved in the innovation process, which means that when you want to introduce it and you really listened to them and you iterated your own ideas with their ideas, yeah, that you come up with a solution that really fits to them and that they really want to buy or use as well because they were involved. And this human approach is really important.
Okay, I remember you told me empathy in business is or it should be like human method approach.
Empathy in business and when you want to innovate, we say, and I would really believe this, you can innovate from organizational perspective, for example. Okay, we want to have new technologies and we're buying startups and we want to have create a better structure, for example. But these are all innovations that are coming from an organizational point of view. But these days, it's more a lot more about complex problems, which most of the times means that it's more like a behavioral question. And behaviors from people. So you can create the best technologies, but at the end, people have to use it. And if it's really good technology, but people are not using it in your organization, most of the times this is because they don't want to or they don't understand. So it is really important all the time to figure out what's important for my stakeholders internally and externally. So what's important for my employees when we want to create this technology, for example. Mm-hmm. And you need empathy for that to understand, okay, what's important for them? When is something useful? When do they want to use something? When do they hate something? What are the people around them telling to them when they use technology like this? What do we ask from them? So it's all about someone else. And this means that it is a human approach. So you cannot figure out this from your desk. No, you have to get in contact and see the people you're working for to understand what's important for them and how can we help them. And this is internally with, well, applying new technologies, for example, but externally, of course, creating value for customers or users.
One last question, Michiel. You talked about the innovation method process.
The innovation method process is it's design thinking. And design thinking is a method that's, well, I can say that exists about two core components. One is the empathy side, the human-centered side. And second one is the creativity side. So trying to come up with creative solutions. And then you're trying to iterate it as much as possible. So in the beginning, you start to figure it out, to pinpoint what are the stakeholders, the relevant stakeholders who have a lot of influence in this challenge that we want to talk with. So we're relevant in the challenge you have. Mm-hmm. You're trying to figure out, okay, how can we get in contact with them? And you can do this by observations or by data as well. And then you have to figure out, okay, can we have conversations with them and talk about the data? So how do these people experience the data? What do they see in their environment? What's important for them? Then you're trying to explore your stakeholders. And from there on, when you have this, all these relevant stakeholders and you have all these relevant insights as well, you're trying to figure out what are the patterns we see. Are there some, well, key frictions or key pains we can solve for them? And then we redefine the challenge. And then we see, hey, the challenge is different than where we began, but it's really relevant as well. So when we solve this, we can really help people, which means we can be really relevant as an organization. And then when you have this new problem statement, you're going through and then you come up with creative solutions and starting testing your ideas with the relevant stakeholder groups. And then you will, well, walk through this and come up with a solution that really fits to all the people.
Okay.
By the innovation process. And that's design thinking.
These are a lot of ideas which are quite new for me, and we are introducing them. And about that, Mihail, where can people find out more about you? Do you have maybe a website or something?
Yeah.
Social media?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they want to contact you.
Our company is Studio Y, and you can go to studioy.com. And they will find a lot of information about insights we like to share, programs we do with design thinking. We work for a lot of different industries like education, public, like the Ministry of Defense, other ministries, financial institutions. So you can see that the design thinking method is really applicable for a lot of different industries. And you can find our insights over there. So studioy.com, or you can go to my LinkedIn, Michiel Bloemendaal.
Okay, I will put some links to them. In the end, Michiel, is it maybe something I forgot to ask you and you would like to add?
No, I hope that more and more people realize that if you want to be relevant in an environment that's rapidly changing all the time, it's really important to know what to solve and to understand the real problem you need to get in contact with people. So I really hope that, you know, when people listening to this, they realize, maybe I have to figure out what other people actually want.
Great. Mihail, I learned new things, and I hope we'll inspire people and help them find out more about the stuff. Thank you for your time. Thank you, and also thank you, of course, for sharing your time and your knowledge with us.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.